You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my next guests are Alita Buss and Jetta Whitaker, both here to talk about Mudrooms, which is tonight. Hello.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi. Alita, for those who don't know, will you please explain what Mudrooms is?
Yes, thank you. Mudrooms is a community storytelling event where seven people tell seven-minute stories. We record them for later broadcasts on the radio and podcast.
I believe the rebroadcast is scheduled for President's Day here on KTOO.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so if you missed tonight, you can catch it then.
Yes.
And then Jetta Whitaker, you represent, back to you, Alita. Can you tell me a little bit about how you're involved with Mudrooms? What's your role there?
Sure. So I'm on the Mudrooms storyboard. Mudrooms is an organization that's run by seven volunteers, and we plan the events. We work with the storytellers doing story coaching, and we run the show the night of.
Do you help coach storytellers yourself?
I don't. We have somebody else doing that. We have a website and a Facebook page and email stuff. So there's lots of stuff to do behind the scenes. But I'm not the Kristen Rankin is doing and Jim Fitzer are doing a lot of the story coaching right now. Tom Cosgrove has previously been on the storyboard and is still helping with that. And I think that's been really successful. Folks seem to enjoy the chance to practice with folks who think about storytelling a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a great service that you offer. It probably helps people put people at ease, you know, when they're nervous. Jetta, okay, over to you. You represent Juno Alaska Music Matters, and you guys are the profit recipient for February, March, and April Mudrooms. What is Juno Alaska Music Matters, also known as JAM, and how did it come to be?
Well, it is a result of Lori Hagee, who was a music teacher at Glacier Valley for many years and still is, being accepted into the El Sistema program, which is a program, an internationally known program that teaches basically social justice through the use of music and integrating people who might not have opportunities to learn how to play instruments. And so she brought this wonderful program back and started at Glacier Valley 10 years ago. So we're in our 10th anniversary year this year, and it has expanded to two other schools. Two of the schools are Title I schools, meaning they have a free or reduced lunch program, so low income in general. And those schools tend to have interesting struggles. And so this program really helps the students grasp how to be better students, how to become civically engaged, how to play in an ensemble. And it just helps them academically a lot, too. And then the third school is Ok Bay, and they certainly get the same benefits there.
Can you say more about how this has changed music education for elementary students?
Well, JAM offers kindergarteners and first graders 90 minutes of during-the-day music instruction a week. So they get a solid grounding. They start with little cardboard box violins, and they learn the posture, and they just really learn how to pay attention. We believe, and I think studies show, that concentration and pride of ownership really kicks in at an early age. And then after those first two important years, it becomes an after-school program for second through fifth graders. And as everybody knows, the after-school time of day can lead to questionable behavior sometimes. So keeping kids engaged and doing great activities. We have a whole host of instructors who offer classes on music composition, like garage band, technology, how to rap, native dance, drumming, ukulele, hula, just all sorts of after-school activities to keep kids engaged.
If anyone is listening and thinking, hey, my student or my child should be a part of this, how can they get involved? Is it possible to get involved if they don't attend one of the schools where it's a program?
Well, at this point, we're sort of at capacity in terms of teaching resources. So we haven't expanded to another elementary school, though we have a couple on the radar, and it takes a while to develop the resources and the relationship with the principal and the other teachers at that school. So if your child is not at one of the three schools we serve, hang in there. I can say it's on our strategic plan.
Great. And I'm sure the funding you'll get from Mudrooms these next few months won't hurt. JAM artists will also be playing live at tonight's Mudrooms event. Tell me what can we expect from the musicians? What's the group got planned?
I believe, and I haven't got this confirmed, we're going to have some of the teaching artists who have formed a quartet, a string quartet, and then right before 7 o'clock, 8 or 9 very excited Riverbend students will come and play for them, for everybody attending. And then I think at break time we're going to have the music tech guy, who's also a rapper, do some raps.
Would that be T.J. Kramer?
Yes, okay. I believe.
That sounds like fun. So with the funds raised from Mudrooms, do you have any specific goals that you're working towards with JAM, apart from maybe expanding to other grade schools?
Well, it'll be used for operating support this fiscal year. We, as a volunteer board, have one employee, a half-time executive director, who writes a lot of grants and does a lot of appeals to local businesses and local individuals, but there's always a gap in the fundraising goal. And so this revenue, this unexpected revenue to be selected as the profit beneficiary of Mudrooms, is just so exciting for us. It gives us visibility, but it also gives us some income that we can use in any number of ways.
And speaking of visibility, you have a lovely website with lots of information and pictures and videos about the kiddos. Is that the best place to get more information about JAM and
right.
see what they've
got going Matters,
I just Googled it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. So as we mentioned several times, Mudrooms is tonight at Northern Light United Church, 7 p.m. Alita, anything to add about that?
Yeah, our theme tonight is unexpected, and we have Cam Burns and let's see, Ray Romberg is telling a story. Alex Burkhart, Guy Archibald is in the lineup as one of our repeat storytellers. Great music from JAM, and $7 at the door. All proceeds, profits go to benefit this great Juneau Alaska Music Matters.
Excellent, excellent. And then what do you guys have going on for next month's Mudrooms?
The theme next month is, I believe it's in deep. That's wrong. Left behind. And then maybe April is, and in April we're going to move, because we always are the second Tuesday, but that second week of April is
Folk Fest.
So we're going to move to the third Tuesday, and that's our going to be our last event for the season, for our ninth season. We usually don't get a big turnout in May, so we this year cut our May event from the lineup.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And you also have a great website with all the information you could ever hope to find about Mudrooms and archived broadcasts, which is pretty cool. So that's coming up tonight, and then you'll do March and April, and and then we'll rebroadcast it here on KTOO. Is there anything I've missed or anything else you guys would like to share?
Well, right before us was Bob Bangart talking about the public scoping session on the new Jack, and I just want to let people know you can go to that at DIPAC at 5:30, and still, he said, he promised you'll be done in time to come over to Northern Light Church at 7 for this show.
That's a good catch. I had not noticed that, but
yes. You can do both.
Yeah, you can do both. You can really get involved tonight. Alita Buss, Jetta Whitaker, thank you both for speaking to me today. And have
thank
a great
you.
Evening.
Thanks, Shelley.